conference. Before we begin this Spiritually Challenged show, our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, it's me, Pinkhead, along with Johnny. Tonight, we all know how Star Wars and Disney is getting a bad rep because of their PR nightmares I've gone on within the past week or so. Granted, this past weekend was, or today is Columbus Day, so crowds are hitting the parks. Well, Disney may not have exactly was banking on Star Wars being their big money grab.
Like, it's just there.
And yet, there are definitely people who may be holding off of going to Galaxy's Edge for one reason or another. And there's definitely been reports that Galaxy's Edge hasn't been doing so hot with crowds. Granted, slow season, people might be just really waiting. And there's been definitely talks of, or rumors, that it's been a bit of a flop.
Yeah.
If things don't exactly pick up by this upcoming year, which is definitely leads to quite a bit of questions for those who were banking on it and it being a success, when there are definitely theme parks that definitely compete with them.
Exactly.
And
they're trying to bring it all Universal and the Disney.
Yeah, they're both for very
Mm-hmm. Disney crowd might not take that too much.
Right. I think there's a lot of factors that are factoring into this. I think people are definitely can't exactly afford the price increases that Disney has come out with, which, to be fair, a lot of people feel like there's a lot of people who are waiting for different things other than going back at certain times of the year when things aren't open. There's construction. Grant, with Disney, there's always going to be construction. But families go ahead.
It's just like Pennsylvania. There's always construction.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And yet, there's so many things that has gone on in lieu of the crowds being low. There's been wait times at the parks that have definitely been at least under an hour. And bear in mind, this is a headlining attraction. One of the land's attractions. And one of them isn't even opened yet. So
how can you draw a crowd when you only got things that are half done?
Mm-hmm. As well as how could people go? People don't expect for things. People want things to flow, and as well as to have the ability to get to the parks, enjoy the parks,
not be in an orange construction zone everywhere.
And there's not construct construction cones. It's more like walls, which
right.
It's great. I look at it as, yes, there will be construction. Yes, there will be all that. But when it comes down to it, do people want to go there when the price is right? It all comes down to if they have the money as well, because theme parks, no matter what, are expensive.
It's definitely an investment to go to Disney.
Mm-hmm. Not only an investment, but there's a lot of people who have to pick and choose either go someplace local or go to a park that, yes, it's great. Yes, it has that ability to have definitely has the ability to get crowds there, but it becomes rather difficult when people don't necessarily want to pay for something when there could be something that could be ready and available for those who have the ability, who might want to go someplace else, because there's always that as well.
Yeah.
Which is true. Because you can't expect people to just say, hey, let's go here, when you have to plan. And there are families that definitely may not want to plan.
Yeah.
Who could, might want to do something different, which everyone has the ability to choose. Which ends up becoming more of a struggle in the long run.
Yeah, because they're like, what, $3,000-$4,000 at least to go to a theme park?
I think it really depends.
A couple of days.
It depends on how you're actually how you're going and the means in which you're going, because they do have different variables that come into play, which is great that they have options. I just think that there could be more. Yes, there's options, but how could you expect families to invest so much money and then may not have a good experience? Yes, I'm a Disney fan. Yes, I enjoy Disney. But when there are things that may or may not be working in their favor, how could you necessarily say, hey, yeah, let's go and check out this cool theme park when, unfortunately, things may not be up to the quality that someone might desire? Why have a lackluster experience all because someone may or may not have, someone may feel, or you don't know how people are feeling with due to work environment as well. Things definitely can happen where how are employees being treated? Are they being treated fairly? What could people do to make things better for those who are working there, let alone having that ability to go there, but yet see people not have good experiences as well. And if other parks, theme parks, are cheaper or affordable, then wouldn't families choose to do the lesser option, depending on cost and their circumstances? That's where I'm coming from, because there's been so many shakeups with Disney right now. It definitely leads to more questions of how are they going to fare with having basically letting go of corporate executives and switching out.
It's like they buy everything up, then they fire everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Look out, things are going to get deep, folks. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they own everything. It seems like
yeah.
They own everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you name it, they probably own it. Or some part of it.
Right.
It's Disney. It better work. Like, sometimes a big nope.
Which ends up being where there's so many things that are going on in the world. Why?
Like, oh, if it's successful, we want to buy it.
It's great that they want to buy it. That's not the issue. It's they're becoming too. How could they manage themselves when
they're becoming too big?
Right. And there's a lot. There's definitely a lot of people who are out there that depend on them for work. And when you could see things going into a realm that may not be necessarily the best, how does one just let this continue on? When they have the ability to give a sustainable wages along with many other necessary
like he's saying it, like price everything's going up real fast.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want, yes, it's great to have things being affordable, But when Star Wars fans may or may not be exactly thrilled with what's going on,
it seems like it came out of the oven a little too early.
Yeah.
Like, all this greatness is like, oh, what? Construction wall? That's, yeah.
It's good that they're updating things. No, it's great that they're updating things. But there's could be a lot of people who are just like, may not be the best. Just for having people just want, for just having the ability to go there is great. It would be more beneficial is them having the ability to have more a sense of feeling that things are the way that it should be when it comes to what you expect with Disney, the high quality. How could they have the high quality if things may not be if there's a breakdown in customer service along with the aspects of with just having good just being able for them to do the best for themselves as well, and also giving the fans what they want, not something that could be so different as well.
Right.
Which it's great that they have the ability to do these things. But if they don't know, if they can't manage multiple things or have the right people in there, then something's going to happen to them.
And that's something, you know?
Yeah. Which I truly see it as. It's that people don't always have to go to Disney. It's not a necessity to go there. Yet, it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip for vacation for people. And if something may not be, if something's not going right, then maybe you start thinking about how you could address the problem without cutting corners or letting people go potentially due to cutbacks. On the other end of the spectrum, leading into the next subject, Disney has definitely improved greatly on their accessibility services. I could say the opposite about Domino's, since they just
lost a court case
that involves their app and the lack of accessibility. Which, I don't know.
Yeah, court case in more ways than one. I had to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go there.
Yeah. And it shows how much if Domino's could lose the lawsuit because their sites and apps are not accessible, then how will it be for someone who needs the accessibility to access their site? They can't. And this is a huge win for disability rights, as well as showing that technology is definitely an asset to those with different abilities.
Exactly.
Which, in reality, sites should have the ability to be accessible to all, not just for the select few who has the ability to be on their site. It should not be that way. It should be, there needs to be more accessibility. They shouldn't be able to cherry pick. That's for sure. And that's it seems like they're doing that. And cherry picking when what is acceptable, that doesn't go well. When there are laws out there that are meant to help people, this is not the way you help people. It's actually the way you end up discouraging people. And it's not just a simple little, it does not make things, it's not right. It's definitely not acceptable, that's for sure.
Because everyone has the right to mediocre pizza.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah, yep, that's true. And those that want to have the pizza.
A mediocre pizza, they have the ability to do it.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with having the ability to do it. At least it's definitely out there. And if it's mediocre or not, you can't say that that the accessibility factor is not there.
Right.
That's where I'm coming from.
Right.
Because the more people have the accessibility, no matter if it's a not so good pizza company, it matters most about the accessibility.
Right.
And is this access, and does the accessibility factor comply with the ADA standards? What are the reasonable accommodations? If it doesn't, then there's a problem that certainly needs to be addressed.
Right.
And there's no excuse. It's either you go through the process and give the accessibility make things accessible, not just cherry pick and expect things to be A-okay when it isn't. When there's a need for accessibility, and it's not just a there's no, you can't just pick and choose who should who has the ability for having that accessibility.
Right.
There's no way for someone to say, oh, you shouldn't have accessibility. No, it's a reasonable accommodation. Become more accessible, because that's what's going to end up being very beneficial in the end, and not just having that ability to say, oh no, it isn't needed. No, it is needed, there's no excuse for it not to be not to factor in. It's either you provide the reasonable accommodations or you don't, and then have the ability to have people different things occur. Which, in fact, leads to more harm than good for people who want to have access to what is out there. It should not... Right. Whatever it is...
It should be easier for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, we'll be back on Monday. Definitely tune in to find out more what we have in store. Night, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Night.